Wow, it's really nice out here under all these stars.
Oh, yes, it is a beautiful night.
Do you think we're alone in the universe?
Wait, what's that?
We are here to test you. How would you like to be tested?
Wait, if we say nothing, maybe they won't test us.
Probably.
Agreed.
What? No! Oh, that's all?
You are listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. If females from Venus probe you, don't be a baby.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a... I want to be
a...
I want to be
a... I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
You got the cinema.
It's you, and I'm not getting over it, darling. Is it cool if I'm starving when it comes to this? I guess we're in time. Guess you're all mine. You're sleeping in this bed with me. I just think you're cool. I dig your cinema. Do you think I'm cool too? Or am I too into you?
Monday, Ball and Beats. We actually have a lot to talk about. Regular basketball stuff, regular football stuff. Grammy nominations dropped. Listened to a lot of albums this weekend. Some albums are just supposed to be dropping. There's some trade stuff I might get to. A bunch of stuff. But with that being said,
we'll be right back.
That was Love Come Down. I appreciate that, Evelyn, by Evelyn Champagne King. Okay. Hold on. I got it. Man. We're about, I want to say, 11 games into the year. So that means we can officially start checking team stats and all that good stuff. I just want to make sure things are loud enough. Okay. All right. So, let's check around the association. Best net rating through 10 games is the Oklahoma City Thunder. Talked about them before. Just basically saying how I can never watch their games because they're always blowing teams out, which is still kind of true. They kind of got beat yesterday against the Warriors. Partially because Chet is unfortunately get hurt and is out for a while now. So that is not fun. But on the bright side, I kind of have all the faith in their coach, Mark Daigneault. Like, because he's one, he's just a crazy person. And two, they've gotten by with no center, or they've gotten by with one center all of last year. And a lot of those times, when Chet wasn't on the court, it was just like they figured it out. So I think they can figure it out. Might need a big off, like a free agent for like the time being, like just in case, but it's going to be a lot of small ball. They've already been like leaning into that. Because they were playing Dylan Jones at the five for a little bit, like experimenting. So it's going to be a lot more of that. And it's just the keys for them. Like, they were never a good rebounding team. And let me check if they're a good rebounding team, like, this year. No, yeah, they're bottom five through 10 games also. So they're just going to have to just shoot a lot of threes. And they'll... Yeah, they'll get through. They haven't been great offensively, but I think they'll probably like tap into that a bit more. It's mainly because Shea and J Dub started a bit slow, but they'll pick it up. And yeah, Thunder should be fine. Now, teams I want to get to: the LA Lakers. LA Clippers. But I will get to the Lakers. The Clippers are the fourth best defensive team in the league. They've kind of been getting by with a Moneyball approach. And for those who don't know Moneyball, it's about the old Oakland Athletics team and how they were cheap. So then they basically just signed these guys who were either like old or not that great. And then they made the World Series. Now, side note, the movie is a little unrealistic because they failed to mention that they had the best, like, a lot of great pitchers, which is what I learned. Not important. But yeah, the Clippers this offseason, they were like, Paul George, yeah, we're not paying you 4 years, 100, no, 200 something. That's not what we're doing. So then they went out, signed Chris Dunn, signed Derrick Jones Jr. Signed a few guys I'm not naming, but they signed a few guys and they've gotten by. Zubac is having a career year. James Harden isn't shooting the ball that well, but just honestly been playing his role really great. Facilitating, rebounding, almost averaging a triple double off the top of my head. And the shot's gonna come around, but he's just been a great like facilitator, just a great leader of that team. Just like, they're always in games. They're 6-4. And best defensive team in the league, so like they just know how to win, or at least they know their key. Like, yeah, they know their way to win at least. But I do want to talk about Norman Powell, Paul George at home, Mr. Greenlight. Just he's having 28 points. Now, I knew Norman Powell was gonna have a career year, but he's averaging 28 points. That's almost 30. You get what I mean? So, he's having a career year, and things are going well for them. And just Derrick Jones Jr., I felt like he was really underrated last year, and he's picked up where he's left off, especially defensively. And everything has just been fine. Terrence Mann needs to pick it up a little bit, but they're getting by. Now, only a month into the season, but I think things are going pretty well. If I want to look at net rating, Thunder, still best team in the league, talked about them. Golden State and Cleveland are like outside of Boston and Oklahoma. Like, coming into the year, we knew they're going to be like two best teams. Those two have kind of been a surprise, and like an elite surprise. Like, defensively, they're just like, I said that the Thunder and Celtics are like the two teams, like, and it's just them two in a tier, but Warriors and Cavs have kind of put themselves in a tier this early in the season. And things are going pretty well. Kenny Atkinson is running away with Coach of the Year, but that's still super early. I'm trying to pull up notes so I don't forget things. Yeah, Warriors look pretty good, even with some injuries, because I know Steph was hurt for a little bit. But just defensively, De'Anthony Melton, Wiggins is having a bit of like a resurgence on that end. Still have Draymond, and then Buddy Hield is doing Buddy Hield things. Everything's coming together, and I still think they have room to make a trade, maybe for a certain international 6'11" power forward, but I'm not going to give anything away. But they could be on the trade market this year. And yeah, now I want to, before I talk about this other team, what teams I want to talk about, briefly on Sacramento Kings. They look really good, and they're about the 7th best team in the league with net rating, just outside the top 10 for defense, and offensively about 9, which is interesting, because they've had, like, on the start of the year, they had like some weird stretches where they just weren't playing defense, especially like the first like 3 or 4 games. So they've kind of like turned the tide on that, and then offensively they still go through like droughts of just bad like shots. But man, if I had to make a list of like the best acquisitions of like the summer and how they're going through the early part of the season, DeMar is probably number one, right? Because I just, every time I've seen Kings games, and I've seen a good chunk of them, he's just always having a good game. I think off the top of my head, he's probably only had like one like rough night, but he's just consistent every game, especially with De'Aaron like having like the hand injury and just being a little iffy. DeMar has just been great. He had like 24 in the fourth and overtime last game, and De'Aaron like chipped in like 12. I think it's gone exactly how they've wanted to. Like defensively, it was all about just them like staying where they were last year, which was about top 15, and offensively just getting back to where it was the year before that, which was top 5. And defense is where it's probably going to be. Offense, maybe they can keep that up to top 5. The 3-pointers haven't gone in sometimes, so they can figure that out. But in terms of like what they wanted it to be, especially like better rebounding, they've solved that, especially defensive rebounding. So Kings look good, and Kings are a fun team, fun watch. I think, yeah, it's been great times. Do want to talk about some teams that haven't been good. Besides the Bucks. The Bucks stink. I talked about them last week. I'm not going to talk about them again. Pelicans have... they're just hurt. But I do want to talk about the LA Lakers. They started off well. Offensively, still really, doing really good offensively. But the defense is just... like, it's the same personnel issues they've always had for the last, like, 2 to 3 years. Where it's just Anthony Davis is going to give you elite defense all the time. Then LeBron's going to give you like smart defense. He's not going to be there all the time because he's 39, but like, he knows where to be. He's a good communicator. He's going to try his best sometimes, or most ish of the time. And then the rest of it is just like outside of Jared Vanderbilt, but he's been off and on with injuries. And then the rest of them is just like can't guard anybody. That's kind of what it is. It's kind of what it's been like through 10 games. But they're 6-4. J.J. Redick has the offense just moving, especially with like on and off play with D'Lo. D'Lo did get benched. J.J. Redick is like not having a great time with him. But like, you just don't want them to squander another season of LeBron and Anthony Davis. So I hope they like get in the trade machine, start making some like swings for just like some guards who can like play defense and shoot, because that's what they need. Wings, maybe someone good, man. Someone who can create off the dribble a little bit. Just, I feel like it's not that hard to build around two really great players, but they just always find a recipe that's not great. So, yeah. Oh, I gotta talk about the Knicks. Yeah, the Knicks just can't play good three games in a row. And now, like, I feel like every team, you know why they're losing. And for the Knicks, it's just not expanding the rotation. We're playing 6.5 guys. Tibbs is just gonna have, like, you're just gonna have to play your first round picks, bro. Like, I don't know why he just doesn't want to do it. And, like, I've heard injuries, that's not an excuse. That is not an excuse. November 11th into the season. No. If this was January, okay. No. There's available guys. He should be playing them. And then on the court, everyone's playing fine outside of... well, Conley Towns' defense has not been good. He needs to be a little more aggressive on that end. Just contest, please. And then Mikhail, he was playing good, but now it's just... I think he's just forcing it. So I feel like when he, like, figures out, like, his role, especially offensively, like, things will get a little better. Because, I don't know, he's just taking a lot of bad shots, which he wasn't, like 6 games ago or, like, 4 games ago. So he'll figure that out. And then defensively, it's just being locked in every game. I feel like sometimes it's like, on and off. But just being locked in all 48 minutes. But everyone else, JB is starting to pick it up. OG Anunoby, no complaints from him. Josh Hart, no complaints from him. Just shoot when you're open and be aggressive. And everyone else has just been perfectly fine. It's just little things we got to work out. Expanding rotation and not giving up threes. And pretty much. I want to talk about other teams. There's a team that I totally forgot to talk about. It is everyone's favorite team, the Detroit Pistons. They have looked FUD through 11 games. And this is the last time I'm going to talk about last year. But it's just so much better. Like, they can actually go toe-to-toe with some teams. They could be 6-5. Am I doing math? 6-5. But just shots didn't go their way. They were playing like a young team. Cade has been kind of meh through some fourth quarters. But things are going pretty well. They lost to a buzzer beater against the Hornets. And then they lost... I know Cade blocked somebody because I was watching it. I don't know. There's a lot of games going on. But Pistons are great. It's just now we can, like, actually evaluate them, which is, honestly, they need a little more defense. Asar Thompson is coming back, so hopefully he can make the Young Buck report soon. And then Jaden Ivey's been playing really good. I think he's kind of starting to solidify himself as a cornerstone. And then I'm trying to think. Yeah, Jalen Duren's been hurt. And their vets has just been playing really good. It's Tobias Harris, Tim Hardaway Jr., and then Malik Beasley. I forgot about him last time. They're hitting shots. Like, they're giving effort on defense. It's just been a fun time.
So I'm like, oh my god, how did this up in the rush? Like, oh my god, who said I wrote it? Oh,
Nick, you're stupid.
Dumb blue ones, I be counting Benjis. I got your, yeah, tryna be my friend, me. Hot my enemy, he won't be an angel. Hot on the scene, everybody better lay low. Pull up to your party with my baby, left with two. Yeah, and we get a crazy baby, pull up left with two more. Shooting my shot, you a brick brat. I can't see all these, they too low. I'll get with a hater, that's a new low. Yeah, baby, you know. We get big bags, I advise you should know. Hey, what, baby, I advise you should know. I know you can
like this. Say I got ice, I got two on my wrist. That shawty, she on my body doing tricks. He talking about how he want me to play. Dumb blue ones, I be counting Benjis. I got your, yeah. Tryna be my friend of me. Hot my enemy. He won't be an angel. Hot on the scene. Everybody better lay low. Everybody better lay low. Pull up to your party with my three left with two. Yeah, and we get a crazy baby. Pull up left with two more. If I don't do nothing, you know I count them blue notes. Put too many, I might just hop in that two door.
Respect for you, I lost that.
Baby, you're prettier in me. I hate when you're mean. You really think you're all that, baby. You really think you're all that. You really think you're all that, baby. You really think you're all that.
This is my life and I cannot live it without you. I'm blindfolded. I know that you do just right what you want. You was my side. I dogged you out in front of my friends, but you was my idol. I act like it's nothing, but I swear that got me going psycho. I'm grabbing my, yeah, on my tippy toes like Michael. I'm trying to fall from you like a pine cone. See, falling in love with you is something that I should have never did.
Never did. So elegant. She's an alien. I live this world like Fifth Element. She got hella men, but she tell me that it is no better, man. Just pedaling, melatonin, the skin is like melanin. She give me, she like Excedrin, yeah. Don't use rubbers, but I got them hella bands. Little but bank account 710. Yeah, she know that I really got hella friends. With them Cubans, them shooters, them Belgians.
Fun for you and I call back. But my respect for you, I lost that.
Baby, you're prettier than me. I hate when you're me. You really think you're all that, baby. You really think you're all that. You really think you're all that, baby. You really think you're all that.
Take gang, gives the max load. This is a one take gang.
Oof, yeah. Oof.
Her give me a feeling. My girl just walked into the building. Purse give me a feeling, I feel it. Purse give me a feeling, I feel it. Man, that black guy. I got a feeling. Purse tell me feel it, I feel it. Problems I numb and conceal them. Kinda like my feelings, but I still feel them. I just walked in the building. Look like a million, but I'm worth more than a million. I don't need no Ritalin, I'm focused on the millions. Disregard civilians. So I get a house with a moat and a pavilion. I reek of good vibes. Smoking on reefer, I'm high. Like a set fever. Type of pill to make you scratch until your nails gone. Just pray that he's in my mid.
Jeez.
I told my mama I'm here to stay, no, she won't catch me dead. I'm too much of an idol, you know Ryan Seacrest. Do it by my V, long.
This is about you.
I got a feeling. Perks help me feel it, I feel it. Problems I numb and conceal them. Kinda like my feelings, but I still feel them. I just walked in the building. Look like a million, but I'm worth more than a million. I don't need no Ritalin, I'm focused on the millions. Disregard civilians. Till I get a house with a moat and a pavilion. Till I get a house with a moat and a pavilion. Walked into your building, but I'm a villain. Feel like Dragon Ball, but I'm Goku when you Krillin. Pick it back, I'm booling. These niggas be chilling. All up in they feelings. Me, I'm just winning. W-I-N-N-I-N-G. Boy, this ain't no iron team, but it's an Indian team. I'm in a Samian team. I know I just up a beat. I'm still the freestyle king. Wetter than olive oil. My watch costs 100 more. My new girl a Lamborghini. Your girl a Honda Accord. Mama tell me I gotta stay focused. Told her I am not a Ford. Focusing, you know this when it disappear like cold. I got a feeling. Perks help me feel it. I feel it. Problems I numb and conceal them. It's kinda like my feelings, but I still feel them. I just walked in the building. Look like a million, but I'm worth more than a million. I don't need no Ritalin, I'm focused on the millions. Disregard civilians. Till I get a house with a moat and a pavilion.
Rockstar lifestyle, might not give up. Wake up every day next to living. I'm still thinking about the times I was put up. Used to see me broke, now you looking at me lit up. Rockstar lifestyle, might not give up. Waking up next to living. 9 times out of 10, I probably won't miss up. What the juice, so they moving like Bishop. L.A. Yacht got me iced out. Yeah, yeah, I ain't nothing like a rapper. I'm an artist, 104 show is light now. Light, and I need my money right now. Swear to God, yeah. A 40 with a knife, I'm crazy. He was printing left blood on the pavement. I was never that boy you should play with. That's word of my dog, I'm a favorite. So I'm living a good life, no complaining. Porn stars in my backyard, like a slave ship. A blue pill, feel like I was in the Matrix. It is too real, it can't help me to fake it. Rockstar lifestyle, might not give up. Wake up every day next to living. I'm still thinking about the times I was with y'all. Used to see me broke, now you looking at me lit up. Rockstar lifestyle, might not give up. Waking up next to living. 9 times out of 10, I probably won't miss up. What the juice, so they moving like Bishop. Rockstar lifestyle. Rockstar wait for a ride. Rockstar for real, it will be lifetime. Yeah. Take the road, rest in the Ferrari, bitch, it's time, man. Take a spoon of till it's motherfucking eyes out. I'm a real mobster, I'm a kind one. I've been shining out the rough, I'm a diamond. Can walk inside the club, chain climbing. Y'all telling on each other, pig rhyming. Ain't no scrubs around me, we all climbing. Ain't no subs in the back, I gotta find one. By the same tub, my right hand. Yellow stones in the bracelet like a sinus. Yeah, the doors all the Dino where I signed them. I don't know how to keep it, she I bind them. SS to me, yeah. Because how the way she get on top of right it. Minnesota ride, yeah, I can call her all your stones like Tata. Get a Durham, put a stone on your side, cause I'm so. Welcome home to Barbie life. Rockstar lifestyle, might not give up. I just bought a range with a pink butter guts. Prison for the auto on a pickup truck. Eldorado Bronco up in Colorado. Rockstar lifestyle.
lifestyle, might not give up. Wake up every day next to different baby. I'm still thinking about the times I was with y'all. Used to see me broke, now you looking at me lit up. Rockstar lifestyle, might not give up. Waking up next to different baby. 9 times out of 10, I probably won't miss her. Want the juice, so they moving like Fisher. Rockstar lifestyle, might not give up. Taking out of hell, go pull up. Your stomach ain't there, baby, good luck. Welcome to the Barbie life. Rockstar lifestyle, might not give up. I just bought a range with a pink butter guts. There's a 40 auto on a pickup truck. Eldorado Bronco up in Colorado. Yeah.
Right, that was Might Not Give Up, A Boogie, and Mr. Young Thug. Making sure things are cool. Okay. Everyone's favorite time, the Young Buck Report. There is a reason why Zachary Rashashe was the number one pick. He's really good. Well, boy, do I know this a little too well. Dropped like 33 against the Knicks, and it was just like some of the lightest 30 point game you'll ever see. It was just cutting open threes, nothing crazy, but he looked pretty good. I think he's really been finding his footing. He's been starting for a while though, but yeah, I think he's just a really good like glue guy. Like, I kind of liked him during draft time because I just felt that his floor was like really, really high. Like, he's always just gonna be like a smart player because he's already played professional for a couple years, and he's 6'10, he can shoot, he can cut, he can play defense. So it's just like, I mean, you're not really drafting a bad player. So it's just, the only thing is, how good can he get? And he's only like 19 only 20, so we'll see. Like, we'll figure out that answer really quick, but yeah, he's been super good. Stephon Castle, the rookie of the year agenda is officially loading because he is getting the starting job now due to Jeremy Shochan. Man, a lot of foreign guys, man. I gotta get these names down packed. But yeah, he got hurt. I believe he broke his thumb, so he's gonna be out for a little bit. So Stephon Castle has just been playing a wing role, shooting guard, small forward, I don't know, but he's been playing really, really good. Had his best scoring game this week. Was just one, he was knocking down threes, and I don't even, yeah, because like with him, like the defense is gonna force you to like force him to shoot because like they don't know. Because when he was in college, wasn't really that great of a shooter, so it was just about yeah, like they're gonna force him. So him being aggressive, taking threes, I believe with 3 or 6 that game was great, and like the defense has just been even better than as advertised. Like, he's turned into like a real defensive stopper. So him and Wemby is just, I don't know, you add another piece and they're not gonna be too bad for too long. So yeah, he looked really good. I wanna say he had 21 points, been rebounding the ball a lot and a few assists. So yeah, Stephon Castle, I really think the rookie of the year is just wide open. So just some good stats is going to get it. And I think he's kind of, he's in the mix. He's in the mix. Staying on the Spurs. And yes, I know he had like 6 threes the other day. But please, I'm asking Wemby, stop acting like you're Dirk. Get in the post at least. On the elbow, he's shooting way too many jump shots, way too many. And I feel like a lot of these guys, especially like the bigger people who can shoot, get into this like mode. Like, especially like the first couple years, like they just want to shoot. They want to be like their favorite player. They want to be like Kevin Durant. You're not Kevin Durant, okay? So that's why like Paolo is playing so great, because he cut out all those 15, 18 footers. He cut that out. It was just threes and paint, and then he was having a career year until he got hurt. So, yeah, just when Wemby figures that out, then he can really start, like, making all NBA teams and all that stuff. But he'll figure it out. He'll figure it out. Now we get to Jared McCain. He hasn't been starting, but he got a lot of minutes last few games due to just Tyrese Maxey being hurt and just a lot of injuries. Do I want to sing the song? I'm not going to sing the song. Maybe later. Well, yeah, Jared McCain looked really good last few games. Just can score a lot of points really, really quick. And he showed that against the Hornets. He was just not even doing anything crazy. He was just hitting a lot of turnaround jumpers. Was really good with, like, the off ball, just getting open for threes. And what I like about Jared McCain, like, he can shoot. He can shoot the ball. But it's just, I like how all around his game is. Like, he can rebound and like, he can, like, run the pick and roll. And he can, he knows what he's doing defensively. Like, I've always felt like Kyle Lowry was a good comparison. And his vet is actually Kyle Lowry, so I know he's learning a lot. But, yeah, Jared McCain. I'm still not a fan of the pick for the Sixers, and it has nothing to do with Jared McCain because I just, like, raved about him for the last 15 seconds. It has just to do with the fit. But we'll figure that out when we get there. But, yeah, I think the next, like, 2 weeks is just going to be kind of fun, especially with Joel Embiid coming back tomorrow. And I hate that I have to be part of the Embiid return and the Jared McCain showcase. But I do want him to play good, just not tomorrow. So other players. Tari Eason. When he gets a starting job somewhere else, then people are really going to see how good he is. And I have these, like, there's a lot of players in that tier of, like, when they get put on a good team. And one day I'll have that list. Not today, though. But, yeah, he's just great. Another guy who played against the Knicks this week. Yeah. Like, defensively, he's just elite. I don't want to say elite, but he's extremely good on that end. Like, he's just 6'8", good size, and knows what he's doing. Like, he likes to play defense, so that's always good. But, like, one of, like, the things that I do like about him is he can rebound. Like, he likes to rebound the ball, and he's just always flying offensively. I remember maybe not last year, the year before, he had, like, one of the highest offensive rebounding rates in the league, which is crazy for, like a 21-year-old wing. So it's just, he just knows his role. And offense is coming along, needs to be a better finisher. But as long as he can catch and shoot, especially in the corner, he'll be fine. So it's just, and, like, the Rockets, they do have a lot of, like, clutter. But, hey, maybe he ends up getting the starting job if, like, Jabari Smith doesn't, like hold up, because he is getting to year three. And I don't know. Like, the Rockets have a lot of moving parts. They can make a trade for the 6'11 power forward that I was kind of mentioning before, which I promise you I will get to in a couple minutes. But, yeah, should be fun. And then another player, which you get, played against the Knicks this week, Benedict Mathurin. I haven't seen a lot of him because, one, Rick Carlisle hasn't buried on the bench. But Benedict Mathurin's always been just an automatic scorer. He can put the ball in the hoop. Like, the only thing is, it's been with his defense. And Rick Carlisle has had him in the doghouse, like, numerous times because of his defense. But Pacers kind of need a little more off-ball scoring. And he's fit that role. This is, like, his second big game in a week. So we'll see how he progresses. But, yeah, another guy is just, this is a year where he's trying to figure out his role, because not playing a lot of last year and then them going on that playoff run, kind of just don't know where he fits. And we don't know if he's going to start because, like, of that said defense. So I don't know. This is a big year for a lot of guys. But, yeah, Benedict Mathurin has been picking it up as of late. With that being said, I will finally get to trades for the 6'11 guy, Giannis, that I was talking about. That was hitting.
Let me get that introduction. We on a long road to self-destruction. You were so in love, you weren't gonna tell me nothing. Let me get this clear, cause I had no idea. I love you too much. I love you too much. Let's get lonely. Yeah, I need all.
Hey, Castro, go crazy.
Yeah, so we gone. Huh? Stop, we good. Stop, chill, we on. Chill. Scale, huh? Let's go. Let's go. Domingo, huh? Let's go. Migo. Take, huh? Let's go. Huh? Set, huh? Let's roll. Hey. Straightening, straightening, straightening. Yeah, straight, straightening, straightening, straightening. Yeah, straight. Don't not get straightened but straightening. Hey. Don't not get straightened but straightening. Don't not get straightened but straightening. You don't get straight, you don't straighten. Nah. In this game, sit back, be patient. Gang. Act like the game went vacant. Huh? Act like some been taken. What? Ain't nothing but a little bit of straightening. Been kicking, been popping out daily. Go. On the island, it's a movie I'm making. That's facts. I'm counting De Niro's with Robert De Niro. He telling them that you're amazing. Hey. Put that on. Get on. I bought two whips and I put my put on. She put this wrist on. Wrist. She fat the wrist, said it went rich and meal prone. Ice. Turn a pandemic into a pandemic. You know that's, you know that we on. Yes, sir. Them gon' pull up and L at this together. Won't get with you homes. I don't do the fake kicking. No. There go a rocket, it's taking it. It's a problem with you, then we straightening it. Straight. Swap out the cap with a demon in it. Upgrade the band up with fiends in it. Ooh. I got some shooters you seen with me. We're running back, I just seen tenant. We gonna get straight. Straightening, straightening, straightening. Yeah, straight, straightening, straightening, straightening. Yeah, straight. Don't not get straightened but straightening. Hey. Don't not get straightened but straightening. Don't not get straightened but straightening. Straight. You don't get you straight, you don't straighten it.
If you don't strain it, no. I'm the type to sit back and watch patient. Watch. Do a trick with the stick, it's amazing. Stick. In the bando, chopping out bacon. Low zone like I'm starting in the matrix. Matrix. I keep the cookie like my grandma made it. Cookie. I get the keys and the pounds and the babies. Keys. And the bridge came white like shady. White. Drive the Lambo through the avenue. Skirt. Pretty little pretty with an attitude. Damn. Give a shout out to them white boys. All white rolls look radical. Keep you a fire, don't let them take.
Yankee. If they get yours, you gotta get straight. I got your op, I give him a facelift. Lurking and spending the day shift. I got them rat when you see me.
Rack A's.
Spin back to back, it's a repeat.
Spin.
Championship, it's a three-peat. Shoot out the window like Drizzy and Freaky.
Free.
I keep it on me, believe me.
Yes, sir.
I be up high where the trees be.
High.
I go and put on so much of this ice. They say don't touch me, you gon' freeze me.
Free. Straightening. Yeah,
straight,
straining, yeah,
straight.
Don't not get straining but straining.
Hey.
Don't not get straining but straining. Don't not get straining but straining. You don't get straight.
Get my straining, automatic handgun like the Navy.
Automatic.
I keep a 100 round drum, ain't fading. Turn it to a mummy with a payment. Terminate them with the money, it will grave.
Terminate.
Spin an op block, rock a bye, baby. Made his heart stop, made it mama hate.
Make it hate.
We were trapping at the spot, out the base. That's man and your devil, we spent on your block.
Spin.
I pop a perk and I'm gone berserk. And I woke up and bought me a job.
Like drop. Like
straight to the point, I get straight to the straight. And your buddy, he can't even
straight.
Go.
Straight.
We gutted them, nobody talk.
We gutted
new color, then start to fall.
New
trailing and hustling, beat down the wall.
Beat
on with the stepper, lost our rebel.
No.
Lucky for Mac in the back of the Tesla. Come with the gang, we can never be selfish. Watch how I dress them, the dripping professors. Bought a kill tech, then I bought a compressor.
Kill
time to press them, eat them for breakfast. Taught them a lesson, I'm never confessing. Never my message, somebody stretch them.
Stretch.
Straightening.
All right, that is enough of straightening. Yes, on this installment of hold on. Okay, in this installment of Walk With Me, let's take a walk and let's talk about the MVP. He has not sounded happy in his interviews. When he lost against the Knicks, it was just this whole rant about, like, no effort, bad execution, just a bunch of stuff. And he hasn't really, like, he's been giving off the vibe that he was, doesn't want to be there when I was talking about the, like, his soft trade request, like, we at the beginning of the year. So that means we must talk about the trade destinations. Yes, yes, yes. First team is OKC. They have to be named because of all the picks they have. But I don't know, because it's either you got to trade J-Dub or Chet. And me personally, and I'm not sure how Sam Presti feels today, I don't think he wants to trade either of them, just because, like, why ruin, like, something that, like, you don't know. Like, why ruin a good thing? Like I've been saying, they're the best team in the league, or at least, like, top two. And there's no reason to just, like, salvage, or, like, I guess salvage the future for a team that's good enough to win the championship today. And it's like, and this question is, like, is the grass really greener on the other side? Because there's been a lot of, like, blockbuster trades, trading all the picks. How much of them has actually worked out? And every situation is different. Some teams don't work out for other reasons. But it's just like, just work with what you got. And then you figure it out later. Just see where this team is. And then you make the necessary adjustments. Side note, I just want to talk about the Bucks, because I'm seeing these things and it's really annoying me. The Bucks aren't losing because they traded for Damian Lillard. Like, it was a fine trade. The reason why the Bucks are actually losing is because they've done absolutely nothing after that trade. They haven't, like, built out the roster at all. Like, for example, like the Mavericks, they traded for Kyrie Irving. And, like, when Kyrie Irving was on the team, the roster was a little slim. So what'd they do? They addressed the issue. They trade deadline, got PG Washington, and then Daniel Gafford, Derek Lively, who was already on the team. And then they went to the conference. And then they doubled down this offseason. Najee Marshall, Klay Thompson. Like, they've got the necessary guys to make their team work. The Bucks have not done that. They have not drafted well. They have not made any trades outside of the Damian Lillard one. And all they've done was just fire their coach that was 30-13, which, yeah, that just wasn't a good idea. I was a little like, I guess maybe if the players weren't like messing with him, I guess. But the more I think about it, you just got to save players from themselves and just be like, figure it out. And that's what the Bucks GM should have done. Just been like, make it work. And he just didn't do that. And that's why they're in the situation that they are. But moving on, the Rockets. The Rockets are going to trade for someone. Like next year, like this year's team will not be next year's team. I promise you. It's going to be, I don't know, maybe Jalen Green, Tari Eason, Jabari. One of those players won't be on the team. And I feel like Giannis or the Rockets, it's kind of a good destination for Giannis. They have like the assets, whoever they don't trade. They'll still end up keeping guys who can like play defense and shoot and have great size. The Rockets have done a great job of drafting last 3 years. And then they have the assets. I'm pretty sure they have picks from like one of their trades they've done with like OKC or like Brooklyn or something. And then they have Ime. Everyone loves Ime Udoka. Well, a lot of the players love Ime Udoka, and Giannis would probably want to play for him. So it makes sense. And who doesn't want to be in Houston, right? So I feel like that's a great spot. The Nets, it's all about like cap space for them. And I don't know who they'd trade. Maybe Cam Thomas. But then obviously like the Cam Johnson and like Dorian Finney-Smith, they're going to have to be in it. But I don't know like the young people they can throw in it to make the Bucks listen. So it just has to be a lot of picks. But like what's on the team now though, cap space, just trying to get a guy to come to the Nets. And then their coach Jordy Fernandez has outperformed everyone's expectations. The Nets are like a good team for like a team that doesn't like have like a star or like not like oozing with talent. They're in a lot of games. And that's how you know, like, your coach is good, when he can just overachieve with a roster. And that's what they've been, and that's what they've done. So, Nets is a spot. And then Golden State, like I said, they're kind of like itching to make a move. They have the cornerstones and Steph and Draymond Green. Steve Kerr is Hall of Fame coach. They do have a history of winning. I think Giannis, who hasn't won a championship, hasn't even been to the conference in a while. Has he been to the conference in a while? You get what I'm saying. I think that history of winning is going to draw him there. And then they have movable pieces. I don't know what it's looking like with Jonathan Kuminga, but he's probably on the way out. And then Moses Moody and Pajemski and Wiggins, they could always move. And just a lot of pieces. And a lot of picks. And they do have a lot of picks, so or at least their own. So I think Golden State would be a pretty good spot for Giannis Antetokounmpo. So we'll see. Is he going to make a trade request in the middle of the season? Probably not. But just know, June 30th, he might be out of there. Teams I didn't name, the Heat, he can go to. Just don't know what the package would look like. Probably maybe a sign and trade for Jimmy. And then they move Jimmy somewhere else. But that doesn't make any sense because he's a free agent. Tyler Herro and everyone else, like, you know, the normal Heat trade package, I don't know if that's good enough for them. And then the Knicks, I don't really think we have any assets for a Giannis trade unless they want to trade Mikal Bridges, which I don't know how that work. So I don't know about that. Is that all the teams? Maybe Pacers? No, they're Siakam. I don't know. Mavericks, maybe? Like, that's pretty much it. Like, all those teams are, like, the ideal teams. So, we are in officially wait-and-see mode.
Hey, so, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing much. Probably just studying. How about you?
Well, I'll be listening to WONY 90.9 FM Onianza.
That's a great idea. Me too.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. You can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Help us help first responders in your community today. Go to firstrcf.org to learn more.